Yashichiro's journey to our doorstep had begun nearly 2 years before, when my father, the Democratic Party's candidate for the presidency of the United States, was in the midst of the election campaign of 1896. Mother had taken on the monumental task of handling the personal mail that poured in from all parts of the world, and one day she opened a bulky letter postmarked Kagoshima, Japan. It was several pages long, written, as we learned later, with a Japanese brush pen and expressed in Japanese schoolboy English that was both picturesque and difficult to understand. The letter was addressed to my dearest American parents and was signed Yashichiro Yamashita. We had never heard of Yashichiro, but his letter stated that he was a student at an intermediate school and also served as an English translator for a Yokohama newspaper. His home was in Kagoshima at the southernmost tip of Japan. He had read much about America and become particularly interested in Father's campaign speeches pleading for world peace and international understanding. All this, he wrote, had inspired his sole ambition in life, to go to America and study under my father's direction so that he might return to Japan and be a help to his people. The letter told us that he had discussed the matter at great length with his parents, that his father had offered to sell his farm in order to supply the passage money, that he had therefore decided to adopt my parents and would come to our home just as soon as he could complete the necessary arrangements. Mother was impressed with the sincerity of the letter and wrote a courteous reply. She explained that while she commended Yashichiro's ambition to be a help to his people, she had three children of her own to raise and educate and could not assume additional responsibility. She felt that this would end the matter.